Today's reading, as you'll see up on the screen, is Isaiah 6, verses 8 and 9, and it's on page 636 in the Old Testament. Isaiah 6, 8 and 9. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I, send me." And he said, "Go and say to this people, keep listening, but do not comprehend. Keep looking, but do not understand." Here ends the reading of this word.
Once again, good morning, everyone. I'll be reading the text, Luke chapter 4, verses 18 through 19 in the New Testament. Is on page 61 of the New Testament in the Bibles provided. The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word.
O God, who is known through Jesus Christ, we open our hearts to hear your word. May your story resonate inside us in ways both familiar and new. God, our Creator, your Spirit made sense out of common people. May we today be inflamed with such love for you that we may speak boldly in your name and exhume your power through words of inspiration and good deeds of compassion and justice. Amen. My dear people of God, the good news I bring to you from across the rivers, from across the seas, is the same old news you have heard throughout your life. I bring this from the bottom of my heart because I believe that the ultimate challenge the Christian faith faces in the 21st century is to reclaim the priesthood of every believer. I leave this across your chest, and I will talk only on that, that we have no other sermon to preach. We have no theology to pass on to the people. We have no philosophy to contaminate the hearts of young people in the streets, but to preach the uncompromising gospel of Jesus Christ, especially in the 21st century. When the Holy Spirit, on the day of Pentecost, came like flames of fire upon the believers, I want you to take note, go back and read Acts chapter 2. Everyone in the room, male and female, young and old, received the Spirit. Have you heard that? It was not the clergy who received the Spirit. It was not the lay preacher who received the Spirit. Everyone in the room. This is the fundamental basis of our Presbyterianism. A church of elders, presbyter. Our faith is founded in the belief that every one of us has received That flame of the Spirit of God. And it will be an error for me or for you to suppress the gifts God has given you because you are not a preacher, because you are not a good speaker. I remind you, everyone in that room, male, female, was filled with the Spirit. And what happened? They began preaching. That is the word. They began preaching. They began glorifying God. I like the book of Acts of the Apostles because it reminds us of the entire life of the Christian faith. I like the book of Acts of the Apostles because it tells us the truth about our faith as Christians. We are not Muslims. We are not Buddhists. We are Christians, followers of Jesus. And therefore, we have to remain faithful to his uncompromising gospel. Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Here we find the Trinity. The searching question to us today, as it was yesterday. God speaks to us in silence. Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? It takes courage, it takes boldness, it takes determination to say, here am I, God, send me. You answered this primary call at baptism. You confirmed this primary call at confirmation. You glorified this call when you received your first Eucharist. The body and blood of Jesus. But that is not the end. It is just the beginning. The beginning of a journey that you have to move, that I have to move from this church building to the streets to proclaim the only news. God's love made human in the person of Jesus. Beloved in the Lord, I want to remind you of one important thing. I want to remind you of something very important. Something that you just lay over it. That the first Christian message, the first Christian sermon was preached by who? Who knows the answer? The first sermon of the faith we all glorify today was preached by who? By Mary Magdalene, not the pastor with the black gown. It was preached by a woman. He is alive. Jesus is alive. That was the first sermon. That was the beginning of the Christian gospel. A woman whose name even we have painted white, green, blue, yellow in the Bible just to destroy her. But without Mary Magdalene, there would have been no Christian faith. Remember how Peter, John, Andrew, James, they were overtaken by fear in the room. When the door was knocked, everybody shook. Maybe soldiers have come to harass us. They have killed our master. Maybe we are next. Open the door, Peter. He is alive. He is alive. He is alive. Jesus is alive. Forever he is alive. Amen, amen. He is alive. He is alive.
Jesus is alive, forever is alive. Amen, amen.
And they got out. The story is very clear. Peter started running. One other disciple overtook him. Went to the tomb. The miracle had happened. Jesus was not there. Jesus is alive. He has gone ahead of them. Beloved in the Lord, I tell you this story because the 21st century has brought so many challenges to the Christian faith. And only a church that is founded on the belief that every baptized Christian is a priest can make a difference. And that is why I call you to join every other Presbyterian everywhere in the world. And I don't mean to say the other people are not Christians. I'm talking to Presbyterians whose faith foundation is based on the priesthood of the male, the female, the young, and the old who accepts Jesus as his, her Lord and Savior. That the time has come for us to move, take that uncompromising gospel from this building outside. Think of the 12. Think of those who were in that upper room. They were people of diverse professionalism. But what did we hear on the birth of the church? The day of Pentecost. Every one of them. It was not Peter who spoke. Every one of them was able to preach to the people who were standing around. I want us to be reminded of this fundamental fact. Everyone who received the Spirit in that room got two things: courage and boldness to stand up for the gospel. And that's why you and I are Christians today. Because that little cluster of believers was able to give the self to the Spirit to rule. I am aware that in this congregation in Strasbourg, not 20% of the people who live in this community go inside the church every Sunday. Statistics prove that. And the 80%, let's assume that 20% go to church. Where are the 80? And what is our responsibility towards those 80? The birthday of the church reminds us that the gospel must be taken from these beautiful walls to the streets. Remember where Jesus went. The road, they said, this is forbidden. Verboten in German. That's Strasse Verboten is. That is the road Jesus went. Remember that. The people in society who were the untouchables, those are the people he touched with the hands of love. That is the church of the first century that the church of the 21st century needs. And that is a challenge I bring to you, that in this congregation of Strasbourg, First Presbyterian Church, there are young people who are equipped with the Spirit of God to do exactly that. And the challenge I bring to you, the young ones, not only you I'm pointing, to those who are in the home, is to rise up boldly, take courage, and preach. Preach what? Not ourselves. Preach the gospel. I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty,
you give me water.
I was naked and you clothed me. I was in prison and you were the only one who came, not only to comfort me, you did everything to set me free. That is the uncompromising gospel of Jesus Christ. Beloved in the Lord, how blessed are we that within these four walls, the flame comes on us. The challenge is, will you answer? Yes, Lord, here am I. Send me. That's where it starts. Until you realize that as I am sitting here now, the Spirit is ordering me, urging me, commanding me to move. Until you realize that, remember, read your Bible from first page to the end. All those who have stood up always heard the voice alone. Remember when John baptized Jesus? It was not John, the baptizer, who heard the word. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. God has anointed me at this time to do what? To preach the good news to the people, those oppressed, those in prison, to declare the wonderful times of the Lord. And those wonderful times are none other than the 21st century. Our world needs the word of God, the gospel of Jesus, more than any other century from the beginning of human history. This is a point, and this is a point to be proven, that no other time in human history has man been so desperate in hearing and so accepting the preaching of God. Technology has moved to the highest advancement. But the gospel remains the same. Can we become creative? Can we find new channels at all ages of our lives? Don't think of yesterday, think of today and tomorrow. That's the challenge we have today. May the Lord God, who brought us together, who showed his love to us before even we were born, bless and keep us in that faith, kindling the fire of faith in us moment by moment. Amen.